morning. Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you, as we always do, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. July 18th, we're going to go right in today's devotional is called Life is Short. Life is short. It'll happen fast in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, for when the last trumpet is sounded, the dead will come back to life. We will be indestructible and will be transformed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. And today's devotion says, God is good and life is short. You're on this earth and then you're not. You're born and then you die. Life is really about moments and memories, so make as many as you can. When you look back, you won't remember the day-to-day grind, but you'll remember the moments that stuck out. Did you spend time with Jesus? Were you there for your kids? Did you make memories with your spouse? Were a few close friends part of your journey? The Bible says every human being is appointed to die once, and after that, judgment, in Hebrews 9:27. You don't know when your appointed time to die is, but God does. As a believer, you don't have to fear death, but you should live the light of eternity. Live in the light of eternity. Your life is a moment. Eternity is forever. One day when this life is over, you're going to reign in eternity forever. So true. You know, last week, as I was heading into our summer fire meetings in West Haven, I got a text from, you know, some of the staff over at Bethel Church, great church in Reading, that, you know, Pastor Benny, Bill Johnson's wife, was, they said she was in a really bad place, had maybe days or weeks to live, and we really needed a miracle. And, you know, this is something we've been praying for and believing to see for many years, right? And when she passed, you know, you're never prepared for something like that. I mean, these are heroes of the faith, you know? And you're just reminded that life is, man, it's a moment, right? We don't have to understand. God knows. But life's a moment. It's it. It's fleeting. You're on this earth and then you're not. And I think that, first of all, we, you know, pray for their family and we celebrate her life. And we're definitely thankful they're not suffering. She's not suffering, you know. She was an amazing woman, pastor, prayer warrior. But this is our, like, you're living, right? And we really need to make sure that we're living in light for eternity, because life is really so short. And I don't know why it takes death for people to be like, you know, start acting weird about eternity. Death is a crazy thing, right? It's something that nobody really has an answer for. It's so final. It's so, like, it happens and you're like, dude, you know what I mean? Now, for the Christian, we take hope. We rejoice. It's a homegoing. We know that the comfort is that, you know, you're going to see your loved one again. We know we're going to, when you know the Lord, we know we're going to see you again. And that is always a comfort. But death's so final. It's like there's a part of your earthly life. It's now done, right? Your time on earth is finished. And when you start thinking this way, friends, you know, it doesn't matter. The arguments, the squabbles, the bitterness, the issues, the offenses, like, that stuff doesn't matter when you're really looking at eternity, right? Nobody on their deathbed is going to say, I wish I didn't spend so much time with my kids, right? No one's going to say, oh man, I'm so happy that I gave my whole life to my job. Like, it's going to be, you know, did I love the people that God gave me in my life? Did I honor him and serve him the way I should have on this earth? Man, this earth's so fleeting. But at the moment, it's hard to, you know, at the moment, it's so difficult to serve God the way he intended when you are having all of these things on this earth pulling at you. Without living in heaven every single day and just, you know, praying always, living in the realms of heaven, is going to be difficult for you. Because pain, like, I just finished this amazing podcast with Rita Springer yesterday. And the thing, Saturday night. And the thing about pain is, like, the bitter waters are warm. You know what I mean? Like, they're really comfortable. Like, hell is filled with a bunch of people that have good reason to be there. It's warm. The waters feels great. And so you need to be careful, because when those bitter waters start rising around your ankles, don't get too excited about it, because it will be the first step into destruction. And just as a thought, right, just as a thought can lead to offense, can lead to root of bitterness, can lead to, I don't know, not being forgiven. In the same way sin comes, in the same way offense comes, in the same way bitterness comes, we've got to stop the cycle before it ever really takes off. Because there's so much more for you that God has. But, you know, we've got to take every single day and be grateful and be thankful. And every day of our life, be just know that we've got to make this day count. Like, it's Monday. What are you doing? Like, where are you going? Who are you going with? Like, your life is not just to make money today, right? Impact somebody for the kingdom. Spend time with Jesus. You're probably listening to this podcast, which is very good for your soul. Like, that's what matters when we look back on life. And so today I want to encourage you, don't live for eternity. Live for eternity. Make a decision. Knowing that it's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. Knowing that the Lord is going to come back again. We've got to live in light of eternity. That's it for today. We love you guys. Join us every single day, Monday through Friday, as we go through our devotional. If you want to follow along with us, pick up the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. You can get it anywhere. It's in Walmart's, friends. Pick it up. Join us every day. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for rocking with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.